The Social Democrats, that's the new political party set up by TDs Roisin Shortall, Stephen Donnelly and Catherine Murphy, say they won't sign up to a voting pact already adopted by Sinn Féin and some left-wing parties called Right to Change, which is also backed by six trade unions. It sets out broad policies and was formed as a result of the water charge protests and asks supporters to transfer votes at the next general election. Catherine Murphy's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mary Lou McDonald said earlier on during the week that it would be unforgivable if other left-wing parties did not come together under this banner. Why are you rejecting it?
Well, first of all, it's a very significant and impressive piece of work. And in fact, I would have been at some of the events that constructed some of this. This is not just a set of policy principles. This is actually a 15-page document that has, you know, under 10 headings, that has a great amount of detail on policy positions, with everything from natural resources to health, education, housing, etc. included. And so it's not a question of signing up to policy principles. It's much wider than that. And we believe that it is closer in description to a manifesto than it is policy principles. And we will be setting out our own manifestos, and when we found it,
okay,
we said we wouldn't be engaging in any pre-election pacts. And essentially, one of the questions that we were asked to respond to really would be about us doing that.
What principles in this document can't you sign up to?
Well, for example, as I say, it's not just principles. For example, there's things under the housing section that looks to socialise unused and derelict sites. Now, where you might like to do that, we're not sure that, and we don't think that would be constitutional. The other thing is that where we accept that, for example, the natural resources belong to the people of Ireland, the retrospective aspect of the document may not be feasible, and we don't think it would be feasible.
What do you mean?
Well, essentially, it is looking to recover where there has been natural resources exploited by in the past by private entities, to recover some of the money or those resources. We don't think that's feasible, for example. And where we would, for example, not have any difficulty signing up to the section on water, and indeed we would commend some of the initiatives like the Anti-Corruption Agency, which is an initiative we're working on ourselves, and the investment in early childhood education. When we go to form our own manifesto for the general election, our emphasis may well be greater. In fact, you know, the area of child poverty would be one that we would want to, you know, position very strongly in our manifesto, and focus very strongly on that.
Okay.
So we look at it is, you know, it is a very impressive piece of work. But I would say that the vast majority of what is in the document, we would support, but it is not just
okay.
A set of policy principles.
By rejecting joining this group, by not signing up to this pact, does that mean that you're ruling out a coalition with the likes of Sinn Féin after the election?
We're not ruling any group in or any group out, and essentially by signing up to this, we would be doing the very opposite of what we said we were going to do. So we're not ruling anything out.
So you would be open, for example, to be part of a group that might support Fine Gael and Labour returning to government should they need your help?
We will be looking at setting out a robust vision for the future that would look at things from the short term, but also for the longer term in terms of how we build or rebuild this country.
Would you be open to support the current government returning to power?
Sorry?
Would you be open to supporting the current government returning to power?
We would be... to be honest with you, this government keeps saying that that it's stability or chaos. And what we're looking at is we're looking at a lot of chaos in areas like housing, in areas like health, the
level of child poverty. You haven't ruled it out, Catherine Murphy. Are you open to the idea?
So... Not on the platform that they have just delivered, but I know that each of those parties are going to be contesting the election on their own platform, and that's exactly what we're intending to do.
Catherine Murphy from the Social Democrats, thanks for speaking to us.